What's happening this month with cotton from the Agriculture Department's perspective? World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Seth Myers says there are two stories to follow. One, from the global view.
It's what's been revealed about cotton demand from these very successful Chinese government stock auctions of their reserve holdings. They've been successful. They've gone at a good price. They've pretty much sold on a daily basis the total amount that they've allocated. So what that tells us is, look, there's a bit of demand out there, and that demand has come at a pretty reasonable price. So at the global level, that offers us some support in terms of demand.
And domestically, increases in production via USDA's June acreage reports and forecast of both higher yields and lower abandonment levels in the U.S. cotton crop.
We end up with an additional million bales of production in the U.S. However, we expect that we will export that additional million bales of production,
leading to lower ending stocks forecasted for U.S. cotton and a 2-cent increase in the season-ending average price from the previous month, now at 59 cents a pound. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.